Morning Watch.
Experiencing, enjoying, and expressing Christ. 1. Week 4. The Kingdom as the Subduing of Rebellion and as the Transfiguration of the Lord Jesus. Wednesday, related verses. Mark 4, 35 through 41. And he said to them, On that day when evening had fallen, let us go over to the other side. And leaving the crowd, they took him along, just as he was in the boat, and other boats were with him. And there arose a great windstorm, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already beginning to fill up. And he was in the stern, sleeping on the cushion. And they woke him and said to him, Teacher, does it not matter to you that we are perishing? And having awoken, he rebuked the wind and said to the sea, Be silent, be still. And the wind ceased, and there was a great calm. And he said to them, Why are you cowardly in this way? How is it that you do not have faith? And they became greatly frightened and said to one another, Who then is this that even the wind and the sea obey him? Ephesians 6:12. For our wrestling is not against blood and flesh, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the world rulers of this darkness, against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenlies. John 12:31. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the ruler of this world be cast out. Related reading. Mark 4 is a wonderful chapter concerned with the seed, the gene of the kingdom, and its full development. Perhaps you are wondering how the last part of chapter 4 fits in with 4:1 through 34. In which we have the parables of the kingdom. First, Mark 4 speaks concerning the kingdom of God. Then, immediately after the record of the kingdom, there is a record of rebellion. Verse 37 says that a great windstorm arose, and the waves beat into the boat. This is a picture of rebellion. In this chapter, we first have the kingdom and then the subduing of rebellion. From God's point of view, the kingdom is the development of God himself as the seed of life. But from the point of view of God's enemy, the kingdom is the subduing of rebellion. Satan has not only a house, but also a kingdom. His house is a house of sin. And his kingdom is a kingdom of darkness. Sinners belong both to Satan's house and to his kingdom. The demons belong to his kingdom and possess people for his kingdom. Satan is the ruler of this world and the ruler of the authority of the air. He has his authority and his angels, who are his subordinates as rulers, authorities, and world rulers of this darkness. Hence, Satan has his kingdom, the authority of darkness. Immediately after the slave Savior spoke a strong word on the kingdom of God, he said to his disciples, Let us go over to the other side. The rebel, Satan, then used his angels in the air and his demons in the water to stir up rebellion. Because of this, there arose a great windstorm, and the waves beat into the boat, so that the boat was already beginning to fill up. This storm made it very difficult for the boat carrying the Lord and his disciples to cross the sea. While the disciples were following him, the slave Savior, as a man with divine authority, controlled the storm that threatened them. The slave Savior rebuked the wind and commanded the sea to be still, because in the wind were the fallen angels of Satan, and in the sea were the demons, the fallen angels in the air, and the demons in the water collaborated to frustrate the slave Savior from going to the other side of the sea, because they knew that he would cast out demons there. The Lord knew that the storm was instigated by these angels and demons in order to frustrate him from going to the other side of the sea to cast out a legion of demons. When the Lord cast out those demons, there was the coming of the kingdom. Now we can see that in chapter 4, the Lord spoke concerning the kingdom, and in chapter 5, he carried out the kingdom through the casting out of demons. Between the word concerning the kingdom and the carrying out of the kingdom, there is the incident of the stormy sea. After the Lord rebuked the wind and spoke to the sea, the wind ceased, and there was a great calm, for the rebellion of the evil angels in the air and the demons in the water was subdued. Therefore, in 4:35 through 41, we see the kingdom as the power to subdue rebellion. The sequence in this chapter is significant. Immediately after the unveiling of the kingdom, we have the subduing of rebellion. This is for the carrying out of the kingdom of God.